Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us in just a moment.
Your cattle, your legacy, your biomass. Biomass is designed to feed the GI tract of your livestock. Stable gut health is critical for raising profitable cattle. It's even more important during calving season when newborn calves experience many stresses. Biomass maximizes herd performance and profitability, along with giving your new calves a leg up in life. Call me, Reese Williams, the Oklahoma All-Tech Rep, at 575-218-1061 to find out how you can get your biomass. And remember, it's your cattle, your legacy, your biomass.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
At least one segment of the beef cattle business is doing pretty well right now here in 2017. So says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel. He says after a time of a lot of red ink, feedlot operators are actually making some fairly decent money.
Feedlots have seen the best margins they've seen in quite some time. Obviously, we do have some challenges going forward. There's a big discount on the live cattle futures from the summer months on, so that'll be a bit of a challenge going forward. But feedlots have enjoyed, and you know, again, we've had good, strong cash cattle, fed cattle prices here recently with a nice rally this last week.
And even more this week, Fed Cattle Exchange yesterday selling cattle at $124.99 weighted average price, up $2.89. Meanwhile, for the cow-calf end of the business, after those historically high returns of 2014 and at least the early part of 2015, the opportunity to make money a little more challenging now as we get into 2017.
If you jump back to the cow-calf level, obviously it's a bit of a challenge. We're back to sort of 2012-ish levels, kind of. I think there's some potential profit out there, but it certainly means producers have to kind of roll up their sleeves and put more focus on management, cost management. The sector that may get the squeeze from here on the hardest is really the stocker sector. There's been opportunity through the winter, but if you look at now, it appears that the feeder cattle market is fully pricing in these cheap cost of gains that are out there with the abundant grain supplies and cheap grain prices. And so I think there's going to be a little bit more of a squeeze on the stocker sector in terms of the value of gain that this market is offering.
Seems like, you know, we talk a lot about the idea of making sure that we're watching cost. It seems like that might be the easiest way to make sure you stay in, you know, profitable levels for most parts of our cattle industry, especially for the cow-calf guy.
Well, it really is. So much of our costs are pretty fixed in the short run, but that's what you control. Obviously, at the end of the day, you really don't control markets. You may have an opportunity with markets to affect, the price you extract out of that market, and you certainly want to take advantage of those. But really, your best opportunity is to manage cost. And so for a lot of Oklahoma producers, it means that we really need to be looking at, hay costs, feed cost in general is our biggest expense, and really taking a look at how we can utilize grazing and pasture management to reduce those purchased and harvested feed needs that I think really add to cost pretty quickly.
One other theory, I know that you and I have talked before about that cost of feeding hay versus standing forage. It seems like that's one area that a guy who's really wanting to try to, economize or really watch his input costs, that's an area that he can be successful in doing so.
I think so. Again, given our climate across most of Oklahoma, we can probably extend the grazing season with a little bit of more emphasis on pasture management. Hay, feeding hay, whether you produce it yourself or buy it, is always going to cost 2.5 to 4 times more than grazing. And I think part of it is that we just often don't understand how cheap grazing is relative to any other alternative. And so every day that we can have that cow do her own forage harvesting is going to save us money. And I think that's an area where we can probably make the most impact.
Of course, if you are that low-cost producer, you've always got the best chance of being profitable at the end of the day. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel with us today. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.